It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
And welcome to Your Pet's Health. If you'd like to call in and ask a question with Dr. Todd, you can do that right now.
Call me at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Morning, Todd.
Good morning, Ben.
What do you have for us today?
Well, I want to talk about five things to avoid doing when you're adopting a dog. And when we talk about adopting a dog, a lot of these admittedly could apply to, you know, purchasing a dog, so to speak. But, you know, a lot of people are, it's more popular, I guess you might say now, to adopt a dog, and I think for good reason. Or some people use the term rescue a dog, but we're basically talking about the same sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're going to a local shelter and picking out a dog.
Yeah. Great way to do it.
Exactly. So the first thing to avoid is don't make your decision based exclusively on breed.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of people do that, maybe based on their past experience or, you know, the neighbor has one of these, so I want to, mm-hmm. you know, have one of these dogs. There are certainly breed traits that are common. So, for example, the golden retriever has certain personality traits that are very common and, mm-hmm. and we would expect. Certain dogs are more protective, that sort of thing. But those are not hard and fast rules. Each
right.
dog is an individual. And the best thing you can do in terms of trying to decide if this dog is right for you is go to the shelter, meet the dog, take it on a walk, play with it,
mm-hmm.
talk to the people that have been taking care of the dog. They're going to have mm-hmm. a much better impression of this dog's personality, and it may or may not fit your sort of preconceived ideas of what this type of dog, or it may but not even be a purebred dog, of course. It may be a mix. It may look a lot like a golden retriever or something like that.
This is the sort of the old nature versus nurture argument,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So I had a Doberman. For
right.
example, often Dobermans were considered scary
sure.
kind of
right.
dogs, and I didn't mind, did not have clipped ears, so
right.
it had
right.
floppy sort of
sure.
ears,
sure.
and but she was as friendly.
And we see that, you know, I see that every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pit bull gets a bad rap. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of dogs have these sort of reputations that to one degree or another follow them, you know,
right.
even into the veterinarian's office. And most of the time they're just not correct, to
mm-hmm.
be honest with you. So, so that's the first thing. The second thing is don't rush the adjustment period. Recognize that this is a major life change for this dog
mm-hmm.
in every situation. You know, every dog that comes into your house, it's a major change for them. And so they need time to adjust. They need to explore. They need to interact. And this is even more important when there are other pets already in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So don't have a high expectation that you're just going to sort of walk into a situation where you've got Lassie all of a sudden
yeah,
or, you know, something
right.
like that. I usually recommend give it about a month or
mm-hmm.
so. Give it time. Allow them to get socialized, to figure out your routine, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out the hierarchy in the house if there are other pets. One of the things one of the mistakes people make is that, you know, a week into it, they're frustrated. You know,
yeah,
the dog's
exactly.
doing something that they didn't expect or,
yeah.
or didn't plan for. So,
do you recommend when you bring a dog home, adopted home, to keep it on a leash and walk it around the house?
That's actually one of the things
okay.
we'll go ahead and mention that is, not to let them have loose free reign of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, well, for a couple of reasons. One is that having a short leash,
mm-hmm.
Allows you to control them in a situation where they may be starting to do something you don't want them to do, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But also, being able to train them to walk on a leash, for example, is an issue. And being able to, control what they put in their mouths. And so one of the issues that sometimes will occur is somebody gets a dog and it likes to chew things, you know, or maybe even swallows things.
Mm-hmm.
And that could present a problem such as an intestinal blockage.
Yeah.
Or they may, you know, like to get up on counters and get into a medicine cabinet and eat those types of things. So yes. And this is not forever. This is the other thing. A lot of people, you know, when we give people advice about, for example, using a crate,
mm-hmm.
A lot of times I think they feel like, oh, well, gosh, that's a terrible way for the dog to live its life. Well, we're talking about it living that way for a few weeks maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So having the dog – and this is whether it's an adult –
by the way, there's some nice crates out there too.
There are some very nice ones.
Yeah.
And whether it's a puppy or an adult dog,
mm-hmm.
just having that crate available so that they can stay in there when they're not supervised –
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not when you're home, you know, when you're home and you want to let them out, as long as you're watching them, at least initially, right. They can, you know, kind of meander around and explore their world. So yeah, having them on a leash, even in the house initially, can be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other thing is, this goes along with that, is maybe even look into a trainer early on.
Yeah.
You know, because there's some really good trainers around here.
Start right away.
Start right away. Yeah. Teaching them again how to communicate with you, how you communicate with them.
Mm-hmm. As they're exploring around the house, you also find out, things that you may not have thought.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be where their attention's going to go.
Absolutely. And it's a good idea to sort of puppy or dog proof your house if you don't already have dogs, but you're not going to know everything that dog's going to be looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The third thing is, don't adopt a puppy if you work crazy hours.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is pretty straightforward. If you do shift work, for example, or you're the only person there's not somebody there, you know, if you're getting a puppy, they're going to need to go out every few hours. They're going to, you know, there's just a whole list of things mm-hmm. that they need.
If you don't have an outdoor area.
Older dogs are mm-hmm. excellent pets for people that have those types of hours and work those.
Especially if they've already been trained.
They don't, you know, a lot of times they're a lot less active, so they don't mm-hmm. require as much management on your part. So, so consider that instead of a puppy, maybe, if you're going to adopt or rescue a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about not letting them loose in the house.
Right.
And the final thing, and this is kind of a no-brainer, but it actually happens more than we'd like. Don't adopt a dog without knowing that you want to adopt a dog.
Okay? Yes, right.
And the idea behind this is, a lot of times people like the idea of adopting a dog or mm-hmm. rescuing a dog, for example. Maybe it makes them feel good or, you know, that sort of thing. But they don't really know the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the internet's great for a lot of things, but a lot of times people will fall in love with a picture or mm-hmm. a story on social media about this dog, you know, and they look at it and say, oh gosh, I want that dog. I'm going to adopt this dog. I'm going to rescue this dog. And it may not be the right thing for them.
Sort of like Tinder or Match.com.
Right. I was going to say kind of like dating as well.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. So, it may not be at all.
May not always represent the reality.
Yeah.
So, you know, take stock of mm-hmm. why you're really making this choice. I mean, we encourage people to adopt and rescue dogs. Obviously, that's a very noble thing and it could be very rewarding for you and the dog.
But if you do have an interest in a breed, there mm-hmm. are rescue organizations for almost every breed.
Absolutely. And there are all breed rescues.
Yeah.
You know, so there are some rescue groups that just say, well, we rescue any dog. So, mm-hmm. There are breed specific. There are all breed rescues. The internet, you can find them. We may mm-hmm. not have one in our area, but there's probably one in Raleigh or Charlotte or a nearby mm-hmm. state, depending on how, you know, common the breed is that you're interested
right.
in. And they can be contacted and set up, visits and things like that.
You know, I think an important part of what you said about the personalities too, because, you know, I had a lab and a beagle, which are the kind of the Mutt and Jeff between.
Right.
They're not, there's very, very different kind
right.
of personalities,
yeah.
but they got along great. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And most dogs will get along well with other dogs.
Depends on the owner.
It depends a lot on the owner. Yeah. That's exactly
all
right.
More to come in a moment here on Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Your calls are welcome too about your pet's health today. 800-818-2255, 247-7282, or 353-4674. Dr. Todd with us from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital brings you Your Pet's Health every Thursday morning. And Todd, we had a caller during the break that said people can foster dogs too.
Yes.
So there are ways. I pause here locally, I think.
Absolutely. So if you're not sure, you think you might want, but you're not 100% sure, fostering is an excellent way to figure out, number one, is it appropriate for you? Is this dog appropriate for you? Is a dog appropriate for you?
Yeah, very.
That's an excellent point to make.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, we mentioned also off break, and we talk about this usually at the holidays, giving a gift, the gift of a pet, mm-hmm. whether it be a dog, cat, or otherwise, is really not a great idea.
Now it may be different if it's to your kid.
Oh, sure. If you've already prepared it, but giving it to somebody, you know, a family member or...
Often it happens when somebody loses someone and they say, oh, you need a companion.
Right.
So here comes the puppy.
Right. And especially if they've lost a pet, mm-hmm. you know, trying to replace that pet is also not a very wise thing to do. It may be appropriate, but you need to talk about it with the person beforehand. Don't try to surprise them with that gift. So you may
end up owning another dog.
That's right. Right. And maybe that's your intention to begin with.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But these are important steps, and talk it over with your vet.
Absolutely. Talk it over with your veterinarian, particularly if you already have pets. Mm-hmm. Talk it over with your family members. A lot mm-hmm. of times maybe one spouse is on board, but the other one is not. So make sure you talk about that, because that's the source a lot of times of pets being released, you know, I got this dog, my wife just didn't want it or vice versa, or allergies, you know, it's another issue sometimes, particularly with cats. So those are all things to consider.
And you may have family members who come to visit who mm-hmm. are not real fond of animals too, and that may it may cut out a whole section of your life there that you not even realize that.
Right, exactly. And hopefully you already have that understanding beforehand, but sometimes you may not, and you may come to realize it later on, which is another reason that fostering, where mm-hmm. you have a certain particular time commitment, mm-hmm. maybe I'm going to do it for a month or 6 months or whatever. And admittedly, a lot of fosters end up being adopted.
We could probably do a whole show on crate training too.
Definitely.
A big part of that. All right, Dr. Todd Arell from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, online at petdocs.com.